It's about 8 minutes until the top of the hour, and it's time for our check-in with City Manager Rory Watt. Rory, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you for having me on.
It's nice to have you here on this Friday. I understand we have a new case today in Juneau.
We've got a new case, another one that appears related to travel. So as more people tick through the airport, whether visitors or locals, that continues to be a big risk area for us. And I think the news today, 5 o'clock, the governor is going to have a press conference, and he's going to be announcing possible changes to the health mandate 10 on the travel quarantine. We got a little bit of a preview. He's going to roll out a testing-based strategy tonight. And the assembly is going to be debating whether they're on board with that approach on Monday night at our Committee of the Whole meeting.
Got it. Do you have any idea what he might be proposing tonight at 5?
The details aren't all out yet, but it's going to be testing in lieu of quarantine with a lot of details. So we're waiting for the exact approach, but I think that'll be an interesting press conference for people to watch who are following that topic.
And I know that people can access that through ktoo.org if they're interested. 5 p.m. tonight, talking about Health Mandate 10. Let's see. And you just mentioned that the assembly will be indeed meeting on Monday night to figure out whether or not they agree with it or want to go along with it or give Juneau its own sort of health and travel mandate. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly. So we've been wondering where the governor was going to go on this topic, and getting a little antsy with the quarantine order expiring on Tuesday, we preemptively scheduled a meeting for Monday night with our own local quarantine requirement for consideration. So the assembly was already queued up to discuss this on Monday night, and now what they'll get to do is digest what the governor has come forward with this afternoon, shortly, while they have that debate.
Got it. Any idea which way the Juneau Assembly is leaning?
I do not know. I think this is the topic, though. I think in Juneau we should be proud of the efforts that we've done to limit the spread and prepare ourselves. But it's all about how we move forward and how comfortable or uncomfortable we are with any given approach. I think we'll be talking about this for quite some time on Monday.
Okay. As we go into a weekend, looks like nice weather through tomorrow and maybe a little bit of rain on Sunday. What kind of behavior should we be exhibiting, Rory?
Socially distant behavior would be my first choice. So, yeah, when people are outside, avoid those large groups. Don't expand your social bubbles or your cohorts. Just keep doing everything you've been doing. I mean, you're going to get your daily little preaching about washing your hands and staying separate. It has been effective, and it has allowed us to open things back up a bit. But people just have to keep on being good and really focusing on limiting group size and social distancing.
All right, Rory, I need some advice. Let's say I was at Sandy Beach, and I saw a group of at least 16 people in a really tight group, not social distancing. Do I have a responsibility as a Juneau community member to talk to them? What would you do, Rory, if you saw that?
Okay, group of 16 on Sandy Beach. Obviously, you don't know what kind of mindset they're in, but I would look for the diplomatic approach of, hey, guys, we're all in this together. And there really is a global pandemic, and could you just do your part and separate out a bit? Who knows? It might be 16 family members as well. I think that everybody has different sensibilities, and we all have to try different ways to get the message across.
Got it. And should that group all have face masks on?
Well, so if they're not family members, they should be 6 feet apart. I think that's the short answer. And it's not an area that would be difficult to achieve social distancing. So remember, the face coverings are for locations where it's difficult to achieve that 6-foot separation. So, you know, that wouldn't be the strategy for wide open sandy beach where everybody's got plenty of room.
Okay. Rory Watt, City Manager, we appreciate you spending time with us here on Juneau Afternoon. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
No, I think that's it, Scott. I think people just have to keep on doing good behavior, modeling good behavior as you'd like to see from other people.
All right. Have the weekend of your choice, and we'll look forward to checking in with you next week.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. You too.